I remembered that I'm strong, stronger than I thought. So, even though the road had seemed hard, I decided to keep going, step by step, because deep down, I knew I could do it. For even in the depths of my despair, there remained a glimmer of hope, a flicker of light that guided me through the darkness and into the promise of a new day. Wrapped in a cocoon of shyness, I bury my turmoil deep within, sharing the burdens of my troubled existence with no one. Back at school, where the halls echoed with laughter and the promise of learning, I felt like a shadow, unseen and unheard. Even as I sat in class, surrounded by my peers, I carried the weight of my secrets like a heavy burden. I couldn't bring myself to speak of the horrors I endured at home, afraid of what others might think or say. So, I remained silent, my lips sealed shut, while the darkness of my reality threatened to consume me from within. Sometimes, the people from the Department of Social Welfare and Development, DSWD, come around. They see me sitting quietly, my eyes filled with sadness, but they never ask me what's wrong. They're like strangers passing by, just doing their job. I'm too shy to speak up, so I put on a brave face and tell them everything's fine. But inside, I'm too scared. I'm scared that one day, when I finally gather the courage to ask for help, they'll turn a blind eye, just like everyone else, leaving me to face the beatings from my brothers all alone. Navigating the halls of school feels like tiptoeing through a maze of uncertainty. Every step I take is cautious, as if I'm walking on eggshells. I can feel the weight of their stares bearing down on me, like heavy clouds looming overhead. Whispers follow me like shadows, their words slicing through the air like sharp knives. It's a haunting melody that plays on repeat in the depths of my soul, a constant reminder of all that I've lost and all that could have been. In the golden haze of memory, I'm transported back to a time when life was simpler, when the world felt like a tapestry woven with threads of love and laughter, each moment a vibrant hue in the canvas of my past. I stood at the edge of the mango grove, a gaze lost in the dense foliage that stretched before me. The air was thick with the scent of ripening fruit, a fragrance that always seemed to carry me back in time, to a memory so vivid it felt like yesterday. The sun was high in the sky, casting a warm golden glow over the fields. I'm no more than 5 years old, skipping alongside my father, my small hand clasped firmly in his.